Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Right on the money, it is 6 o'clock on Tuesday morning.
Woo-hoo.
21st day of October, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Drove my wife's car to work today.
I know. It literally reminded me of, and I say this in such a complimentary way.
Yeah.
Big man in a little coat. Because you're so tall. And then you got out of this little PT Cruiser. And I was like,
no, that's not
hi.
A PT Cruiser.
Or what is it?
It's a Mini Cooper.
Okay. A mini car.
It's a mini.
You're so tall. And then you got out. And
Cooper.
I was like.
Say it. Say it. Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper.
All right. Mini car.
Mini car. Oh, yeah. Why did I say a mini car?
It's old school. It's Italian job vintage Mini Cooper. It's old school. The Mark Wahlberg movie.
Yeah.
And I drive that car like that movie.
Oh, I love it.
I love driving my wife's car. But usually I drive a big truck.
Yes, exactly.
And so it is different. That thing, so the big difference, and by the way, Minnie and I love each other. Minnie and I understand each other. Minnie's happy when Daddy gets in the car, because then it's like Minnie knows he's going to get to run.
Yes.
And so we, yeah.
Yeah, driver for what she can do.
He.
Okay.
Man, sorry. First you misgendered him.
Sorry, dude.
PT Cruiser.
Sorry, I thought his name was Minnie.
Then you, what is it? Oh, yeah, then you messed up his pronouns.
Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. My 2025 really gets me. Okay, so his name is Minnie.
Check that off my bingo card, because I never thought I'd ever...
Tell me about
that
it.
That I'd ever, in a million years...
Listen, you get it.
...be able to get after
you
somebody
get
on that... How dare you?
Me, of all people,
oh,
part of the
God.
LGBTQ community. You're like, actually,
exactly.
Michaela.
Nah, but me
the
is
best.
But me is a good, strong ally. See, I got to flex that a little bit.
Yes.
That's good. No, but this stupid car... Okay, which I love with every fiber of my being, has the one cool thing about it is literally there's no suspension and no, like, you feel the road, which is super great until I don't exactly know what they're doing out on Tenaya.
Oh, I know.
Which leads over here. I mean, I know they're putting in another big building, and so they got to dig holes for stuff in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
And I hit one of them this morning.
Oh, God.
And I hit that son, you know, that son of a bee hard.
Uh-huh. You thought you hit a big guy truck.
Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee everywhere.
Oh, God.
sigh of wet coffee pants this morning.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Been there.
And we're filming commercials for Town Scary on Channel 3 later. So I'm hoping.
That's okay. My skin's literally falling off. And I woke up this morning. I did a little chemical peel a couple nights ago by myself. And I woke up this morning. And what you don't know is if you put foundation on, you can really see your skin falling off.
Yeah.
And I was like, great. Happy Halloween. My skin is shedding.
Well, this also goes back to maybe they tell us, you know, more than 48 hours ahead of, hey, we're going to do commercials. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you could have told them. We could have made them reschedule, I suppose.
Well, here's the problem with doing at-home treatments and then makeup. You look great without makeup on. You put the makeup on, you see every issue you're having. Big deal. Big whoop.
Maybe this is why you don't do the at-home.
Yeah. No, I hear that. I have nothing to say to that.
I don't. Right. Yeah, me neither. Okay. I was just going
Right.
I'm like, well, I think we solved that, more or less. Awesome. This, honestly, it's going to be a great day. Thank you for being here. It's Chet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
It's got a P1's Court stench to it. It's got that smell to it because we need to be just a touch judgy. Yeah. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
Andrea Sanchez from the East Side.
Andrea, former Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Oh, no, that was Andrea Cano. I got you. Hi, yeah, Andrea Sanchez. Me. Not you. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. We're just baby steps.
I try.
The toilet people at Kohler, you recognize the brand if you've dealt in toilets or sinks or any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They've debuted a new toilet camera. It's about $600. It's called Dakota. It's a play on words. It's, you know, like decode, but they spell it with a K, and it's
cool.
Dakota to make it cool. $600 fits on the side of most toilet bowls and will use optical sensors to scan what you, your waste, as it were. And then it gives you stats. Like you sign in on a fingerprint scanner so it knows who we're talking about. It can't just recognize me.
Yeah, please.
No, but then it'll know who it is. It'll tell you whether you're dehydrated, what percentage of your session is regular. You know, and it'll look for, this is gross, but I'll say it anyway. It's going to look for blood or irregularities or whatever. Now, they say don't worry. There's no chance of your junk showing up or you know, or that being your best side. The CODIS sensors look down into the turlet and nowhere else. On top of the $600 annual subscription fee, $70 a year if it's just you or $130 for the family plan. Are you in or are you out?
I'm so out. I say if you have regular checkups at the doctor, that's good enough. I don't need anybody scanning my poop.
Michaela, are you in or are you out?
Okay, I'm kind of in. I want to know if I'm dehydrated.
Now, backstory on this. There's a double story to this. So did you have a checkup the other day? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I got blood work done.
Yeah.
But he can't tell me for 2 weeks, so I have an appointment on Friday. And I was like, just tell me.
But he said already, to jump straight to the punchline, he said already, you got to drink more water.
Yeah, he's like, you're dehydrated, queen, and I can tell without blood work. And Michaela, I was like, okay.
Michaela, your doctor did not use the term queen.
I know, but you know, I like to just, that's how
doctor
I.
Doctor did not say queen.
I will say, when I lived in West Hollywood, they did. Here in Vegas, he did not.
No. Honestly, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. Listen, queen, drink water. All right.
How do you know you've seen your doctor in West Hollywood? More water, queen.
Yeah, more water, queen.
So funny.
You thirsty bee.
So funny. But Michaela also has the tiniest bladder on the planet. So I'm not kidding you. When you hear us play a song or commercials, Michaela's running down the hall to the bathroom. And it's hilarious.
Psycho.
Okay, so you're in.
I'm in.
Andrea makes a good point. If you go to the doctor enough, but maybe.
Yeah. Adrian, a lot of people don't tell the truth, though, when they go to the doctor. They're like, yeah, everything's okay.
You need to. That's the one time that you need to.
Yeah.
You tell. Do you lie to your doctor?
No. I'm just saying that I think that a lot of people do, which is why
they know.
I'm down for this.
I just want to.
Fiber's important. I know what's going on.
I want to give this one more second. We're not going to get to the box of stripper clothes. We'll save that for tomorrow. Remember the story of the five-year-old girl who fell off the cruise ship back in June? They found out now that the reason she fell wasn't because she was screwing around. Mom made her sit up on a porthole railing to take freaking pictures.
Oh my gosh.
And the 5-year-old lost her balance and fell into the water.
No, dude.
Dad jumps in. She fell 50 feet.
Oh my God.
Dad jumps in less than a minute later. Rescue crews get them both out of the water in 20 minutes. Father was hospitalized for injuries. Daughter's fine. They're suing, saying that Disney was negligent
no.
and irresponsible, and that they should have had coverings on the porthole railing thing. That it wasn't their fault, that it was the cruise ship's fault. Andrea, how do you rule?
It's totally their fault. Who would put their kid's life in danger for a photo? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stop it. Stop.
I would never do that to my kids.
Stop it with this. Yeah. Stop it with you. There's also another story about how nobody lets their kids play outside, but yet you'll do this.
Oh, here, 100%.
Brother Graham, your kids can't play outside where they can run around and get healthy and get sunshine and stuff like that because you're afraid that they'll get hurt. But you'll put them in death harm's way.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, no way. It's their fault.
How do you rule, Judge Michaela, Queen?
Thank you, King. I would like to say it is the parents' fault. 100%.
Okay, Adrian, who now has a 7-year-old. How do you rule, sir?
100% the parents' fault.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, dude.
I don't, man. Don't settle. Don't, you know what I mean? The cruise ship folks, don't settle. Stick with this one. That's it. Nothing more.
I'm still right, laughing that you went, Michaela, your doctor did not call you queen.
Your good doctor did not call you queen. You know, well, the West Hollywood one would.
Yeah, it did.
Andrea, have fun at Q100.5's Valentine's Love Affair. You know what? If we're going to be giving away these tickets, we should sneak on stage.
Yeah.
We should go up there and introduce. We should go. You know what? We should show up for Frankie J. He'll freak out.
Oh, my God. I would love it.
Or Baby Bash.
I'm in.
I'll bring him a spliff.
Please.
He'll love you forever. Seriously. Bring Baby Bash weed. He'll love you forever.
Fine.
That's true. Andrea, let that be a lesson. If you're in the backstage.
Okay, I'll take some of it.
She learned a lot. Queen. She learned a lot.
No, if you're backstage queen. Hang on one second. So dumb. Good feeling stories of the day coming up. Everybody stay right here.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lee Menden and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Halloween coming up, and a new study has found that giving peanut products to babies has prevented over 60,000 kids from developing dangerous allergies over the past decade. Interesting. They used to tell parents to not let kids have peanuts until they were 3 years old because they thought it actually might kick in the allergy.
Oh, wow.
It might cause them.
Right.
They flipped that in 2015. Now, 10 years later, they're checking out the data. Peanut allergies are down 27% since then. 2015 was 10 years ago.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Why?
Something just popped up in my on this day, too. And I went, oh, 2018. I'm like, oh, God.
Uh-huh.
That was a long time ago.
A few years ago. Eight.
Peanut allergies down 27% in the last decade. 40% since they expanded the recommendations in 2017. So.
Yeah, that's good. That makes sense. So I feel like when you're trying to, like with shots or anything, you have to give like a little bit of whatever you don't want and then it gets your body immune. Like that makes sense to me.
There is a bit of that. Of the Gen X subscribes to that. Like, you know why we don't get sick?
Yeah.
Why Gen X?
Like when I was little, I played outside, ate a little dirt.
Can't ate a lot of gross dirt, me drank out of the hose.
Right. Like, we did a lot of things. Healthy as a clam.
Yeah. Drank out of the hose. You always made the other kid go first. Because then they got all the warm water out of the hose.
Yeah.
And literally, and then you handed it to the kid right behind you.
Totally.
Didn't matter.
Uh-uh.
Or you took it from the kid in front of you.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if they're what they're like.
Yeah, quit hogging the water, pal.
Yeah, right. Hand it
over
here. You
got to get back to tag in 5 seconds.
Let them. Awesome. Awesome. I'm just going to do the story anyway. I think this works.
Yeah.
So this mom goes to a Goodwill in Southern California and found an old Scream mask, the Ghostface.
Okay.
Remember that? So Ghostface masks actually predate the movie. They came first.
Oh, wow.
5 years before Scream hit theaters. Turns out the mask that she bought, I don't know how she figured this out. Turns out the mask that she bought was from the very first run of Ghostface masks in 1991. Guess how much she paid for it at Goodwill?
50 cents.
$5.
Okay.
Still.
Yeah, still, good, totally.
Good
I was
guess.
Going low.
Yeah, uh-huh. No, good guess. $5 at Goodwill. She just sold it on eBay for over $8.50.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
You never know.
Good for her.
And that, my friends, is why it has taken us 5 years to go through all that crap up at the farm. Because I guarantee my dad's got something in there.
Yeah. The antiques.
Good Lord. And never give up. I know people have said dating apps are junk and all that. Janet Fontaine retired from international marketing in 2016. I believe she was 70 at the time. She decided to pursue, she had gone all her life single. She dated around, had, you know, boyfriends here and there.
Sure.
But never found the one. So she decided to pursue finding love with the same dedication that she brought to her career as an international marketer. With Cliff on a dating site in 2021, in February, as we're, you know, on the backside of COVID.
Yeah.
Still in it. He's 5 years older than her. And they began a long-distance relationship between Seattle and Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
So, 2-3 hour flight. After years of talking on the phone every day, Cliff suggested buying rings together in December of 2023. Now, why would he say that we should go and buy rings together? Because he's 80 years old, and he joked that he couldn't get down on one knee to propose. So, you know, maybe buying jewelry together.
Yeah.
Janet said, why don't we go a step further? And why don't I get a wedding planner, a lace dress, a bridal party, and a wedding photographer?
Mama.
The fairy tale wedding I had dreamt of for years.
Oh, my God.
When friends hear about our love story, they often remark that it gives them hope that they, too, might find love in their later years. Janet is 76. Cliff is 81.
Oh, my God.
And they got married in April. After meeting on the dating site 4 years ago.
Love that.
Love, inspiration,
uh-huh,
and hope.
Beautiful.
The good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Get it, 7:04 on Tuesday morning, the 21st day of October. 10 days till Halloween.
Listen, I don't know what to say to that.
44 days, 44 days until Toy Drive. Think about that.
Can I tell you, I went outside today, experiencing Toy Drive with you last year, on the other side doing it with you, was incredible.
Yeah.
But I also got to feel like
how cold it is,
those feelings. And when I went out today, I was like, oh, it's Toy Drive weather. Oh, I'm cold.
Little nip in the air.
Yeah.
Little nip.
Yeah, it's here.
Just a little baby nip.
Yeah.
Little nip.
We're ready, though.
Yeah, but then during the day, it's 80. So yeah, it's awesome. Uh-huh. I was walking outside.
That's true.
We're outside yesterday. I'm like, oh, God, this is so good.
I know, it's gorgeous.
Heavenly.
So good. Heavy, yes. What'd you say?
Heavenly outside.
Oh, heavenly.
Yeah.
That's a lovely word.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Heavenly.
This little month and a half before it gets too cold?
Dude.
We're the best city in the world. There's no better place to be.
April, May, and sometimes early June. This year, early June was great.
Mm-hmm.
Most of June was really good.
Yeah.
So it only makes sense that October, kind of into November, then the jet stream will hit and pow, right there at Toy Drive. It'll suck.
Yes.
Which is great. It's always cold. Fun. So think about this, though. Here's where it gets weird. 44 days until Toy Drive begins.
Mm-hmm.
56 days. Toy Drive's over.
Damn. Yes.
And not for nothing. And I'm going to put a fire. Rarely do I go down this path. This will mark my 25th year of Toy Drive. Don't forget, 02 and 03. I wasn't here.
No way.
Sorry, it's our 27th. And we begin this toy drive with 288 days that I have lived on a scaffold. At the end of this toy drive, it will mark 300 days total, 10 full months of my life that I've lived on a scaffold, 300 days.
That's insane.
And in the same spot. Hang on, got to look it up. It'll take half a second. And in the same spot, I think we finally figured it out. Yeah, we went to NV Energy in 2007. So that's 18 years?
Yep.
In the same spot.
That's wild. You have a grown-up baby.
18 years in the same exact. I'll put it to you this way. I've gotten very used to the view.
Yeah.
I've gotten very used to the view and it's And honestly, after the by the time I stepped down onto the plywood that's on, and every one of those scaffolds is just a little bit different.
Yeah.
But it's very comfortable. It's like, okay, here we go again.
Uh-huh.
And let's, you know, and then let's just go. And then next thing you know, it's the first weekend. And then you get through that first weekend.
Uh-huh.
And then now it's go time. And holy crap, we only have a week left.
Yeah.
Now we only got 6 days left. And I'm not going to lie, the middle part is a little slow sometimes.
Yeah.
But then next thing you know, now it's Wednesday and we only have until Monday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's wild.
Oh, my God. And, it'll be here before you know it. So
let's go.
But first things first, my friends, 702-364-9898. We don't really have time, but I want to tell you one more story. 702-364-9898. Michaela's hometown throwdown. Kim Boeck, who used to live at Pecos and
Wigwam.
Wigwam, which I'm never calling it anything
never.
Other than that. Ever again in my
Wigwamming.
Life.
Wigwamming.
And sorry for being offensive yesterday. I didn't know. We never want to offend. Sometimes we do. That's the world we're in. But I apologize.
Yeah.
I really didn't know. But Wigwam. Used to live there. Now Wagon Wheel. Kim Boeck is our new champion. She goes for win number two. Playing for Doja Cat tickets in just a second. If you want to start calling 702-364-9898, you can. Michaela.
Yeah.
We all love take dogs and cats out of the mix. Although I would say dogs for me are number two. Cats are number three. What is our number one favorite animal of all time? Don't overthink it. What is it?
Otters.
Yeah, easy.
100%.
Easy
answer. Obsessed with them. I lose it.
Yeah.
You love them too.
Yeah, both of us.
Wiggle hands.
Throw in my wife. I don't know about your wife.
Yeah, she's obsessed. How could you not be? They're beautiful.
But like every group. There's a bad apple or two.
No. Oh, it's your little bad otter boy. Look, I can't even help it. I don't even need to talk like that, you guys. I just do naturally. I sound like a moron. Sorry. I just love him. Okay.
May I?
Yep. Sorry. By all means.
Sorry.
He's choking.
Because it was so good. Because you just lost your...
I literally didn't
You've
even
lost your
my
ass.
Face is
and
red.
I'm like, yeah, just slow down, Chief.
I know. I'm embarrassed. I'm pulling back.
A sea otter has resumed attacking surfers and taking their surfboards in Santa Cruz, California. Isabella Orduña was surfing Wednesday evening when the otter bit her foot and climbed onto her surfboard and tried to push her off. I call it an exploratory nip. Said, hang on.
Here, oh, my God.
Here's Isabella. Here's the 911 call. And here's Isabella talking about it. It's not the first time. It's the same otter. He's a bully.
Oh,
he's
my gosh.
He's the a-hole of the otters.
He's a bad guy.
He's an otter a-hole. And
be advised, they're flagging you down. There's a surfer in the water was bit by an otter. We're in row.
All of a sudden, I feel this like nip on my foot, and I'm like, okay, that's not good. Roll over or like roll off my board. Look behind me, there's an otter on my board. And there's another surfer nearby, and I'm like, hey, can you like help me out? Like, there's, they got bitten on my foot, and like, there's an otter on my board.
And the otter's on the board. And the otter, okay, the otter stayed on the board for about 20 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Before other people drove the otter away. Oh my God, hang on. Clicking on the link. The company won't like that very much, but I'm doing it anyway.
Where'd you say this was?
It's Santa Cruz.
Okay.
Apparently where the bad otters live.
Yeah.
Stay out of that neighborhood.
Surfing otters.
Oh my God, the photographer who captured the pictures. I'm looking for the pictures. Not that it's going to help us on the radio right now, but
we should look at them.
Our excitement is... he got pictures of her and showed up the next day to watch the otter take somebody else's board. The second victim was a teenage boy who was trying to get away, but the otter grabbed the board's leash and pulled him back.
Oh my God. I'm telling you, those little otter hands are strong. They've got fingers. They're grabbing stuff.
Beach officials posted a warning sign on last Thursday stating, aggressive sea otter in this area. Enter the water at your own risk.
Oh.
At your own risk. The Santa Cruz residents recall Otter 841. This one was a female that became notorious in 2023 for similar surfboard thefts. There's a theory going around that perhaps this otter is her son.
Oh my God! I just found the photos. This little sea otter is on that surfboard holding it with his little dumb hands.
This is mine now.
God!
This is mine now.
Love it.
All right, let's go. Let's go with Michaela's hometown throwdown. Oh my. So not all otters.
Oh my God.
Well, they're still all adorable.
Yeah, but
some of them, just know that some otters,
you know, naughty.
Got to be honest, like your kids, some adorable, still an a-hole.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yes.
We all, yeah. we know. Honestly, my youngest godson may qualify. He was great. Had his moments where he was a terror and he knew he could get out of it.
Still cute.
And almost 30, still pulling the same crap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, I told him, like, look, bro, being good looking and smooth, you're only going to get away with this so long. However, it seems to be working for you. So yeah, just go ahead. Go ahead. Do your thing. 702-364-9898. We already talked about it. Michaela's hometown throwdown. Kim Boeck going for win number two. We're playing for Doja Cat tickets. You better call us right now. My new favorite part of the otter story. Now, after digging a little deeper and watching a video that, again, would do you no good on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But that there are a number of people, and I just heard from one, that believe that it's the same otter. That she's just come back. But they're like, we have no way of knowing because we have to put a tracker on her.
Sure.
But yeah, but there's two groups. There's one that believes it's the same otter that's just come back 2 years later, or it's her son.
The son.
But they're not sure.
I like the son better.
And I really, really, really want the surfer who's like Northern California surfer hot. I really want her to be with the firefighter that rescued her because I think they
hot.
Yeah,
like love story.
Yeah, like really good babies.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and for the backstory, that's right.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
You never know. This story may not be done. This story has layers.
Might interview the otter. No one knows.
What?
Nothing.
You do what to the otter?
Nothing.
You sure?
Yep. I'm getting a little crazy over here. Let's just keep going.
Because I said
with the
otter.
Flow.
You lose your mind.
You guys, it's so embarrassing. I'm not putting on.
No.
I love these. I'm it's obsessed
true.
With them.
We kind of bonded over that among
because
many
they're
things.
They're so cute.
No, they're the best.
And they're dumb.
Hey, you can't help yourself. We got to do the other thing.
Gotta go.
We got to do the other thing now.
Right
now.
Stop.
But you said otter. What am I supposed
you
to
did
do?
You this.
Yeah, I did this to
and
you.
I love them.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I hold it out there for you and then I take it away.
Yeah this sorry. Is your fault.
All right, welcome back. Our champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Is she on line one?
Yeah, she's line
is
one.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Hi, Kim Boeck.
Good morning.
Your phone number is there and it says Carson City, Nevada. So I was like, oh no. Oh, wait. Are we doing this?
No. That was a last-minute call on line two. But I had to at least put her on hold.
Kim, hold on 1 second, if you don't mind.
Okay. So he just called in.
Symphony Hill was our champion.
Oh.
What happened yesterday?
So there was no school for the kids, and I didn't work overnight, so I overslept.
It happens.
Yeah, totally.
It happens. You lose your spot, though. That's what happens.
I know. That's why I was like, I heard today and I was like, I have to call and try.
Yeah. Glad your house wasn't on fire and we were calling to tell you to get out. Thank God.
She's like, I was sleeping.
How many missed calls did you have from us? Six? Four?
I have five missed calls.
Good job, Adrian.
Trying to give you a shot. Yeah. Yeah.
Adrian
I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened.
All right, well, we'll tell you, you know what? There'll be other times.
Yes.
All right, we got to go.
Okay, bye.
Let's bye, girl. Later,
Symphony Hill.
What you're about to say, let's do a triple threat.
No way. No way. So who is our challenger today?
That will be Nicole Torres, a former winner representing Spring Valley.
I recognize that. I recognize that name, too. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, good morning.
So everybody knows how to play. Buzz in with your name. Make sure you do it nice and loud so that we know it's you. Looking at you, Kim Boak. Buzz in nice and loud so we know it's you. Although I think maybe when you buzz in loud too, it also makes your phone cut out. So I don't know what's going on. We'll do our best. First 1-3 wins the game. So Kim, our quizmaster, is the commissioner. Why do we call her that? Kim? Oh, she's on hold. Sorry, I put her on hold. Kim, that was my... No, that's my bad, Kim. Sorry.
Kim,
why do we call her the commissioner?
Because of her last name.
That's my girl.
Because her last name is...
Gordon.
Her last name is Gordon.
Thank you, Kim.
Oh, wait. Jeez, I forgot how to run the controls. All right, good. Yeah, your quizmaster is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
Say what you will, this pop star takes care of her fans as she just donated $100,000
to a toddler. Nicole to start out in front.
Taylor Swift.
Was it Taylor with the 100 G's? It makes sense.
That's right.
Yeah. So what did she do?
A toddler had brain cancer, so she donated to help the family.
Man.
The best.
That's amazing. It's good. It's really good.
Yeah.
Challenger up one zip.
She played the fiery redhead in Hocus Pocus 1 and 2, and she says she's so excited to play the witch in Hocus Pocus 3.
Nicole
for a commanding lead.
Was it Sarah Jessica Parker?
Sarah Jessica.
No.
Crap! No, it wasn't. Kim, do you have an answer?
I have no clue. I don't know her name.
Maybe I get on the board today. Is it Bette Midler?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, buddy. Nicole won. Me won. If I'm first to three, nobody gets nothing, and we start fresh tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Nicole won. Me won. Kim, squadoosh.
This pop star says she's had or currently has brain damage. This comes after her ex, Kevin Federline, had a lot to say about her.
Better get it, Nicole.
Britney Spears.
Talking about Brit.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not real clear on what she's talking about, but...
I'm also not very clear on what he's talking about.
Well, Kevin?
Yeah.
It's
a lot. It's just like, let this go.
It's a money grab for him. It's an attention grab for her. And it just, the whole thing makes me sad.
Yeah.
Like I've said a number of times, I would have never envisioned the day when I would say, I don't want to see Britney Spears naked on the internet. But we've reached that point.
It's rough.
We have. Nicole's got two. I've got one. Kim, trying to get on the board.
John Stamos just did an interview standing up for his one-time love interest, Lori Loughlin. What show is Uncle Jesse from?
Kim, are you buzzing?
Yep.
Kim?
Yep. Full House.
Yes, it's Full House. Why are you... It sounds like you're outside of the car.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Your phone's so bad. It's so bad. Kim with one, Nicole with two, I got one.
This rock star is killing her new residency at Caesar's Palace. It's a little...
Nicole
for the win.
Alanis Morissette?
Is it Alanis Morissette? Got a brand new champion.
Yay!
Brand new champion. Game over.
Way to go, Nicole.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, Kim, you know, maybe it's because you're so far away. The wagon wheel. I don't know. But we enjoyed having you, and thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy your Jonas Brothers. See, isn't that what you won yesterday, Jonas Brothers tickets?
Yes.
Yeah, well, enjoy that, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
Buddy. Nicole Torres back in the winner's circle.
Woo!
Nicely done.
Yes.
Spring Valley goes into double digits. That's their 10th win overall. Nicole has Doja Cat tickets. You want to play for Jonas Brothers tomorrow?
Jonas Brothers or the old school concert?
You want to play Valentine's Love Affair? You got it.
Done. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow. We'll welcome you back tomorrow. Nicole Torres of Spring Valley, your brand new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Wait, first things first.
This Hometown Throwdown is brought to you by Findlay and the Valley Auto Mall. Unlock excitement.
How is you?
Hi.
Nice.
Thank you.
You travel for Thanksgiving?
I try desperately not to. I did a couple years ago, but this year I'm home.
This year you...
For sure.
Do it at your house.
Yeah.
Adrian, traveling?
This year I am.
Where are you going?
San Diego.
Nice. Yeah. What's in San Diego?
Just beautiful weather and taking my sister out to California. She's never been.
Oh,
and then
that's so nice.
Survivor Series will also be that weekend at Petco Park. So get to combine family stuff with work stuff. So
By the way, underrated. Totally underrated. Taking the family to a great restaurant on Thanksgiving is so completely underrated.
Mm-hmm.
You go in, you eat, you leave. Somebody else handles it. And
you don't mind the crowds though?
Crowd schmowed. It's, you know what I mean? It's like the same, you know. They don't get to sit on our laps. To give you a straight answer to your question, no.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't. I've not. That has not been my. We're not going to Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, yeah. But I've done it for Thanksgiving twice. One was a buffet. One was a restaurant. And both, even though with reservations, it was just like, yo, this is like Black Friday. You're in the middle of a Target or Walmart. Like, it was very packed.
I've had a number of them. One time, my grandmother was really sick, and I was like, it's 18, 17, 18.
Mm-hmm.
My dad and I had open-faced hot turkey sandwiches at Denny's.
Oh, I love that.
And it was horrible. You know what, Emma? I mean, it was awful because my grandma was sick and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just me and my dad.
Yeah.
And we were men, you know? And it was like, but another time I took my mom and she goes, I don't really want to cook or whatever. And so we went to we got dressed up and went to a fancy restaurant. The greatest.
Oh, that's so great. So, I know. I'd love to do that, but my Italian family would murder me, so.
Oh, you guys got to do it. Okay.
We'll suffer.
So for us, no, it is now my friends in no uncertain terms. They love what my wife does. My wife's a chef.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They love what she does. And the boys sit around outside, drink beers, and fry a turkey. And that's just become a thing.
The thing to do. Yeah, for sure.
A travel report just out found the best prices for Thanksgiving plane tickets tend to be 35 days before you travel, also known as now.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving is 37 days from today. You're probably not looking to fly on the day itself. So now is the time. Good news is that you can still get a decent price up to 24 days, so 3.5 weeks before you fly. And so if you need to wait another week or two before you book, you're probably all right. But now is the time. Also keep in mind, Christmas 51 days out. We were talking about, you know, toy drive almost here. Christmas is 51. Oh, the best time. Sorry, we're a little further before that. The best time to book tickets for Christmas is 51 days out. November 4th is that day. Again, you're probably not trying to fly on Christmas Day. Best time for you to buy November 1st. So Thanksgiving, now, Christmas, November 1st.
Okay. Listen, I love those tips. Thank
you. You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. That's all. Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Listen, that's good.
Sometimes we use the radio show for good and not evil.
Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listen to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Who's taking the 177-second survey?
That'll be Katie Sutton from Southern Highlands.
Right in. Right, what? Right on. Inside or outside the gates? I had a lot of thoughts in my head. Sorry. Inside or outside the gates?
Outside.
Outside? Outside the walls?
Yes.
Yeah. So Southern Highlands. Well, you get to go to the same Smiths. That works.
I do.
Yeah, that's good.
It's pretty cool.
Ever seen famous people?
I'm pretty sure I saw Kirsten Dahl there once.
Yeah.
That is not the answer I thought you'd give. I don't know what I thought you'd say. Maybe Marc-Andre Fleury when he used to live there. Whatever. I didn't. Yeah. Oh, Kirsten Bell from the Aces?
From the Aces, yes.
Oh, I thought you meant.
I think a few of them live over there.
Yeah, no, that
Kirsten Bell.
Nice.
Yeah, no, Kirsten Bell from the Aces, not Kristen Bell from Hollywood. Kirsten Bell from the Aces. No, that's awesome. All right. Well, that wasn't your 177-second survey, but we'll start now. Our good friends at Kohler, the plumbing, sink, tub, toilet people, have introduced the Dakota DEKODA, a $600 device that attaches to the rim of your toilet to monitor your health, if you know what I'm saying. Using optical sensors. You got to get a subscription fee. There's fingerprint scanning so they know it's you and all that kind of stuff. And they promise no pictures of your junk. But, you can't put a price on your health. Will you be getting the $600 poop analyzer?
No.
Michaela, have you changed your mind?
No, I'm getting it.
You are getting it?
Yeah, I like it. I want to know if I'm dehydrated, which I usually am.
Which your doctor has already told you that's a problem for you.
And I'm an at-home kind of gal, so I'll just be the doctor at my house now.
What color, if I may get personal, what color is your bowl? What color is the...
White.
...device? Okay.
Right?
Adrian, are you getting the thing?
Yeah,
Are you getting one?
Yeah.
You are?
Fiber's important. I want to know what's going on.
What color is your bowl?
White. I'm sorry. You talking about the toilet bowl?
Yeah.
White. Are there other toilet colors?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
I've seen black at like some restaurants.
Same.
There you go. That's why I bring it up. Because Kohler acknowledges that the technology struggles with dark colored toilet bowls. That's why I asked.
What color is your toilet bowl?
White. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not.
I love that we all were like, white, duh.
No, I'm not getting exotic.
But also there's black, but white.
But yeah. But when I was a kid, we had one that was this weird, almost powder blue color. Because that was a thing. People did that. Sue, Katie, you remember the story of the five-year-old who fell off the cruise ship and dad jumped in? Right after that?
Vaguely, yeah.
And they were in the water for like 20 minutes, but that's, honestly, people are like, 20 minutes? It's like, well, think about that. How fast are you going to put a rescue boat in the water?
Yeah.
They did, they did good. The family is suing the cruise ship. Now, the rest of the story has come out. The child climbed on the railing and sat down because there was like a porthole deal and mom wanted to take a picture. So the kid lost their balance and fell into the ocean. They're suing because the mother told police that she felt like there should be coverings on the windows and that the cruise ship is responsible for what occurred. Not her telling her five-year-old to get up on the thing so they could take a picture. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the cruise ship side.
Me too.
As a parent, I would never let my child get that close.
Crazy.
100%.
We will do the dumbest. We protect, we go to these unbelievable lengths to protect ourselves and to protect our kids from sickness, injury, other people, all of this stuff. Unless there's a freaking camera involved.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Unless social media is involved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, parents' fault.
That's good. Final question. Who are you taking with you to Jonas Brothers?
My best friend, Memory. It's actually her birthday that day, and she loves them.
Memory.
Yay!
Okay, Memory. I know a Memory. I don't know her well, but she was friends with my across-the-street neighbors. They all did their kid. She was the kid who she did theater. She did theater stuff with my friend's kids.
Yeah.
Is that the same one?
Yep.
Please tell her I said
no
that.
Way.
Well, what are the odds? How many memories are there going to be? How many memories are there going to be? Yeah, tell her,
yeah,
Chet's,
honestly.
Tell her Chet said hi, and she'll say, who? And you'll be like the creepy guy from across the street. That's what it was. All right. Hang on.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Relationship Rehab coming up next. We were talking about J-Lo yesterday. I don't know if you'd heard that story. J-Lo came out playing the victim in all of her in all of her romantic.
No one could love her well enough.
Oh, God, it wasn't them. They weren't capable of loving me.
Yeah.
And then Ohani Noah, remember him? He married her.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the four, one of the fantastic four.
True.
Or according to her, not fantastic.
Yeah.
He came out and said, I don't think so. You couldn't keep it in your pants. And Adrian's response, we went, wait a minute, what? And we were literally out the door. You know what I mean? We're already out the door.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't go back and get it at that point.
Mm-hmm.
We will circle back. And I'm sorry, buddy.
For what?
I know.
What do you mean? Sorry for what? I'm excited. Let's go.
He'll get an attitude about stuff like this, and it's my favorite thing ever.
What attitude?
What? Your attitude, sir.
No.
Your attitude.
I'm ready to go, baby.
And I'm here for it all
tease.
Day long. All right. Well, relationship rehab might get a little spicy. And what do we have today? A $50 gift card to Smart and Final to spend. They have candy in the giant bags. $50 will get you a long way at Smart and Final. We'll make that happen for you next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 8:08 on Tuesday morning, the 21st day of October, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. We are 44 days until Toy Drive. 44. Golden Knights win 4-1 last night against Carolina.
Ooh.
You may not understand how big of a game that was. Carolina is the sexy pick for a lot of people to potentially get back to the Stanley Cup final.
Wow.
Golden Knights get, and they, Golden Knights thrashed them. Just straight,
yeah, they did.
Straight thrashed them in the fortress. They get a couple of days to rest up, and then they go to Florida. Florida's won the last two Stanley Cups. As Golden Knights fans well know, they're not. They get their two best players are out, and
yeah,
they're
that's rough.
And they're limping. So, yeah, take advantage while they're down. Kick them while they're down. I always say.
Yeah.
But Saturday will be a big. It'll be a big deal. And the Knights get a couple of days. Raiders have a bye week. Thank God. UNLV football has a bye week. After they lost their first one. Running Rebels getting ready to fire up. Lady Rebels getting ready to fire up. Yeah, man.
That's NBA's right. Back today, too. Opening tip. Great. Best sport in the world, baby. Let's go.
No. Not the best sport in the world.
And it's back on NBC.
That's hockey.
Because the best
That's
theme
cool.
song.
That's cool. Best. And my wife goes the other day, it was great. So they're showing the commercials, right?
Yeah.
And John Tesh, you may or may not know who that is, but John Tesh is playing keyboards. My wife's like, why John Tesh? Is that John Tesh? Why is that John Tesh? Because he wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote the song.
Wow.
He wrote the Michaela could not
stop
care less. But
I'm
she's
trying to be
along.
A part of it.
She's
you guys,
being a part of the show.
John Tesh, what a guy!
She's being a great
fellow musician. Yeah, let's go.
She's being a great partner.
Sport ever.
She's being a great co-host.
Yeah,
she's doing the right thing.
Thanks, Chetty.
She's doing the number one tenement.
Engaging.
Of that's right.
The one
thing showing interest.
The one thing of improv. Yes, and
that's right.
Showing interest, being involved, contributing.
Yes.
God bless you. Could not care less.
Bi-weekly for the Raiders, like you said. Just a lot.
Bi-week.
Bi-week. All right.
They don't have to play this week.
Okay. I really was listening.
They get paid
no, I know.
But that's.
Yeah, I was doing my best.
Yeah, this is just not your, it's not your
it's
thing.
Not, it's not, babe.
Let me get into something that's a little more you. But no, but thank
it's
you.
Important.
Just I want you to know it's noticed and appreciated.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Right, sweating.
I'm over here doing my job. You're over there doing yours. That's what we're doing. He's over there doing his.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, so Jennifer Lopez, in an interview, said she never felt loved by any of her exes. And, of course, this was their fault. She said, what I learned that it's not that I'm not lovable. It's that they're not capable. They don't have it in them. They need to appreciate the little person inside of them. They need to love them.
Girl.
Ohani Noah. And I love that Diddy's not able to say anything. Mark Anthony's not gonna.
True.
The backup dancer, Chris, we never did figure out who
Chris
was he.
Chris
Judd.
Backup dancer. You're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he couldn't get off his, he couldn't get off his shift bussing tables at Waffle House to comment.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
That's not nice. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I'm minding sure his own fine. Business because he doesn't care.
Right? Ohani Noah ain't taking it. Which, and by the way, out of all of them.
Yeah.
And this doesn't even count the ones that she was engaged to. Didn't she marry Ben?
Yeah, they did. They officially got married, last year, two years ago?
Which one did she not marry then? Because I thought she was married four times. Diddy, she never married.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They just dated.
But I think they were engaged, maybe?
Maybe. I don't remember. I don't think so.
And truly, this is, and I know this is weird just because everything about Diddy and everything about her, but back in the day, we're talking to Diddy and he was at the Bellagio. He was in bed, the Bellagio. And we said something about J-Lo and he goes, let me roll over and ask her. And she took
the phone. Oh my God, that's right.
He handed her the phone and she took it.
Wild.
And talked to us.
Yeah.
They were never engaged, for the record.
No? Just doing it. So Ohani Noah, who was married to J-Lo. Oh, geez. This might have been when she started up with Diddy. Because it was late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Ohani Noah spoke up. Said, let me just say, stop putting us down. Stop putting me down with your victim card. The problem not us. Not me. The problem you. Then he accused her. Well, he said, you the one who couldn't keep it in your pants. You've been loved a few times. You've been married four times. You've had countless relationships in between. You've had good relationships. Me, for example, I was good to you. I'm too good for you. Then he said that J-Lo lied and cheated and chose fame and fortune over him. Yet she begged him to stay when he had finally had enough, because she didn't want it to get out in the press that she'd been screwing around. He asked her, quote, tell the truth for once. Let people know that you are the problem. You should be embarrassed and ashamed of yourself. To which point, was there any more between what we said and then what you said, Adrian? Because I want to give you every opportunity to make sure that this comes out the way that you want it to come out.
I believe so, if I recall.
Then tell everybody what you said, kind of behind the scenes, almost, as we were on the way out the door.
Uh-huh.
You said,
if you're that rich, shouldn't you be allowed to do that?
To cheat?
Yes.
Without comment, I'm just going to leave this here then. At first, I was getting...
That's what I said, right?
Yeah, that's what I recall you saying. I actually made notes. If you're that rich, should you be allowed to cheat?
Really?
In this specific scenario, where you are a celebrity, you are in this fame and fortune, and you are dating someone who is not of the same ilk that you are taking from quote-unquote regular life. If I'm dating someone, Joe Schmo, backup dancer type of thing, and I'm taking you from doing whatever your job is, like you just said earlier with the guy that's now working at Waffle House. Yeah. If I'm taking you from Waffle House to the Met Gala, what lifestyle do you want? And how is this affecting you?
But let's extrapolate this out. All of a sudden, let's just say that again, you're the Unlikely Pod. Search on YouTube, the Unlikely Pod. And all of a sudden, you go, to next level. You're a bajillionaire. You get in a relationship. You believe you should be able to step out of that relationship?
Yeah.
He gave me the
if
look.
I replace Joe Rogan, yeah. If I replace Joe Rogan and now I'm whoever, call her daddy, and then now I'm daddy in this situation and it's my pod that's running around, and there's certain things, the only caveat is
appetites.
Yeah, you get in certain rooms, you're meeting certain people, like it's a different atmosphere over there.
Everybody's welcome to join in. But
can I throw one caveat, though?
Of course.
If you're doing it publicly, if you're like the dude at the Coldplay concert, and I'm embarrassing you like that, that's a different topic. Fair. But if I'm doing this in private and it's only, that's... But
Ohani Noah is calling it out. We don't have any names. My guess is Diddy would be one. But Ohani Noah is going, basically, you couldn't... what's the line? You couldn't keep it in your pants. He said that somewhere. You were the one. You the one, to quote directly, you the one who couldn't keep it in your pants. And there are no names attached. 702-364-9898. $50 gift card to Smart and Final. Just go crazy, America, on the candy at Smart and Final. Getting ready. But you so you can do like most people do. You can go through the candy twice and then buy it a third time.
Literally.
To hand out on Halloween because you got the Smart and Final gift card.
Yes.
If you're, listen, we'll let you go anonymous if you want. And again, everybody's welcome. But if you're the breadwinner in this case, you're the celebrity, you're the big deal. It's a stance. It's not mine, but I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Should you be able to, and I have another example that I want to throw in there that'll go along with this.
Yes.
But should you be able to step out on your relationship? So in the case of J-Lo and Ohani Noah, well, what's the big deal? She's J-Lo. You're Ohani Noah. Shouldn't she be able to do whatever the hell she wants?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Relationship rehab. The long and the short of it, J-Lo came out and went, oh, it's not my fault. It's theirs.
Yeah.
They're just not capable of loving me. They can't do it. Ohani Noah said, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he's like...
And I'm glad he did. It feels like J-Lo went to therapy and then like psycho reversed it and was like, you guys aren't loving little me or yourselves,
or somebody
which I hate.
Somebody told her what she wanted to hear.
Uh-huh.
And she latched onto that.
Yeah.
I don't have to work on myself.
Yeah, it's them.
That's always the first sign. You know what I mean? That's not good. So he came out and said, well, wait a minute. You were the one. I was good to you. You couldn't love me. You've been loved a bunch. You're not loving back. You're the one. You're the one. And here's the quote. You're the one who couldn't keep it in your pants. To which Adrian said, hold on. If I'm J-Lo and I've plucked you, Ohani Noah, who was doing what before? Do we know?
No idea. I thought he was the backup dancer.
No, Chris Judd was.
I'm not sure either. Ohani Noah.
To be fair, I'm surprised you guys remembered his name. Like, no, who the hell this guy is?
A deal. He was an actor.
Actor, producer.
Yeah, okay.
IMDb's not that long.
Maybe not then. You know what I mean at the beginning. Mm.
He's a Gemini. Not important. I just saw that.
He's not the... Chris Judd is as I remember him. I don't remember Ohani Noah. I thought he was more Jason Momoa looking. Anyway.
Yeah, but he was hot in the 90s.
Yeah. And where are we starting?
We'll start with Kelly, line two.
So, Kelly, Adrian's take on this was, well, if you're J-Lo and he's nobody, aren't you, because you're you, aren't you able to step out if you want to? You should just be happy to be there.
Yeah, I don't agree, like, as a person. But I think those people in power do that and get away with it, and it's the norm.
I will tell you that
our president. Oh,
don't do that! Don't do that. That's just, there's no place for that here. Do you have another example that you want to use?
No, just I think celebrities do that with all the relationships. I think being in power and being rich, you get away with a lot of mischief and a lot of things. You can buy your way out or explain it away, or like you said, not need to work on yourself.
Yeah.
Or provide a lifestyle that they've never had and comfortability.
Yeah.
I mean, I have such an opinion. I'm just trying to stay so open-minded that I'm not saying
okay,
it yet.
Okay, well, bust out. Okay, B, give me bad Michaela first.
Well, I mean, it's just, it's insane.
Before we do this, Kelly, do you have anything else?
No, I find it interesting because you hear about those lottery winners. It happens the same way. All of a sudden, their life's changed and they're a different person.
Oh, jeez.
I think that money and power does that to you.
Totally.
Enjoy your, well, try not to let this $50 Smart and Final gift card go to your head. Try.
Of all the reasons.
I'm buying everyone, Sandy.
I know.
But if you want to walk with your head held a little higher today, we got you, sister.
And if anybody wants a piece of candy, Kelly's ready, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
I won't cheat on my other candy, though.
So good. All right, hang on one second. I have a buddy who's well versed in such things,
mm-hmm.
and he will tell you a solid 80. I think the number he used was 85%, and he thought that number was low. Of NBA players have girls in multiple cities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's wild. Listen, I've been the breadwinner in most of my relationships, and so trying to understand this position, it's like. It's just so disrespectful because my partners brought so much to the relationship. Maybe not finances, but things that I could never do. And honestly, I don't think I would have been as successful in being able to work as much as I did if it wasn't for even my exes. Like, we're not friends, but they were always wonderful. They did so much. They either had the house all organized or whatever. They offered so many things, even just emotional support. I could never be like, no, here's my pass. I'm making more money. I brought you from the come up. Like, that's just crazy. I feel like if you know me, though, you know that it's such an obvious answer for me. So I'm kind of open-minded to trying to understand because I just don't at all.
But people in general, though, not necessarily your specific situation, but people in general, if they're the rich one and they've plucked you from obscurity, does that give you, do you get a hall pass?
Yeah, I guess what I didn't mean to make it personally about me. I guess as a general, just being in that situation, like, no, the person that doesn't maybe have as much financially still brings so much to the table. And if they don't, then you should break up with them, not cheat on them.
Yeah. So no, it does not buy you a hall pass.
No.
I don't. And to your point.
A hall pass. What is that?
To your point, I don't get the why are you in the relationship then? What's the point? Isn't that what the relationship is?
Yeah. I don't get. I mean, listen, I'm not.
Because their partner could make them the happiest.
No, I'm going to want you to be judgy on this. I know you're trying not to be judgy. I want you to be judgy.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, I would never do a hall. Like, a hall pass isn't a thing to me. Like, either you want to be with the person or you don't. And this whole, like, oh, you're a hero. I say it about men, and I would say it about women and J-Lo. Like, you're no hero, babe, plucking them from what being a server. Listen, I was a server. It was one of my favorite jobs I ever had in my whole life. Like,
yeah, but Michaela, you're not as rich. Like, you're talking about being the breadwinner. I'm not talking about... Hey, you're the manager, and so you have much money. I'm talking about, from Waffle House to the Met Gala, it is a completely different ballgame. And you can be with someone and want to step out because ultimately, the person that you're with you think can make you the happiest. Maybe not at that moment. They're not making you the happiest, but you can have that.
I guess I just don't understand the correlation of stepping out because they're not on the same level as you financially or like you're super. I'm not understanding. Right,
because you might end up in a party.
That's why I tried to boil it down.
Yeah.
If you're making all that money or and whatever, and that's the situation, what Adrian's talking about, where you've come from nothing, but you're J-Lo.
Right.
Again, to use the example, then does J-Lo's money buy her a hall pass and you say no.
Yeah, just no all the way around. I'm just going to give a hard no here.
Yeah, there you go.
Not cool.
And again, one of my favorite parts about you is that you don't want to potentially hurt somebody's feelings or make them upset.
Well, I just try to be open-minded. I want to understand if there's reasoning behind it.
I want closed-minded.
Chet wants violence.
I want violence.
Well, I've been to therapy, Chet, and I'm a new woman than I was 5 months ago, and I'm not taking the bait.
I'm using my tools, and I'm not taking the bait.
Yeah, I mean, but then once the reasoning is out the window, it's a hard no.
I've been to therapy too, and I don't judge J-Lo for navigating life because that's the way I see it. She's navigating life, trying to find the happiest person. I'm not going to stop. A relationship is not going to stop me from finding the love of my life.
I went to therapy.
What?
Wait a minute.
Oh,
what
my
F?
God, Hang on. Adrian.
By the way, I went to therapy, too. Not for this.
that's a tease for the world.
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just saying stuff.
Did you just say,
I'm not going to let the relationship stop me from finding the love of my life?
Yes. When I met the mother of my kid, I was in a relationship, and I knew instantly when I met her, I was like, this is someone that I need to be with. Sorry. Phew.
So you left the one and went to the other?
Yeah.
Were you above board about the other one, or did you... I'm gonna ask you.
No, I did. I did cheat, and it's the only time that I have.
A lot, or just a couple times
with her. Well,
and I think that honestly, there's
a couple times.
There's some people that this is black and white.
If it's black and white, they don't realize what we're talking about. I'm not talking about you married Jim and he's the sales manager. No, I'm talking about this is a megastar. You never have to work again. You're living in a mansion. You got this, this, and that. Now you can pursue whatever you want because you don't have to worry about the financials. Like in that circumstance, you're going to let this little incident that has nothing to do with us. Why are you letting this distract us? Like, I don't get that.
Strangely enough, Ohani Noai, I finally was able to work it out. Before marrying Jennifer Lopez, Ohani Noai was a waiter at a Miami restaurant owned by Gloria Estefan.
Love it.
Bongos.
He had previously worked odd jobs like washing cars, and he'd done a little modeling after arriving in the U.S. from Cuba. Okay, so, man, that is the... And he met Jennifer Lopez when she was in town filming a movie. So,
yeah, but I think J-Lo was like still like a backup dancer herself, like on In Living Color. Like,
no, she was filming a movie.
Oh, she was already like in her height though?
97, 98? Sure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No. She was not. That's why we all know who Ohani Noai is because she was Jenny from the block already. And it was like, what? A waiter. All right, let's jump to... Hey, Carol, really quick. You also see what Adrian's saying.
Yes, I do.
Explain.
Sorry to say that again. I'm a crossing guard, so it's kind of a little noisy out here.
Explain your point.
My point is for J-Lo, that's J-Lo. And I do believe she worked hard to get where she's at. And I don't think she should just take anything just because she has what she has.
She's married to this guy. So I think we're kind of missing the point. She's married to this guy and she's cheating on him. Adrian's point is if you are J-Lo, that you should be able to get a hall pass because you do provide that lifestyle and that comes with certain privileges. Do you agree or disagree with that point?
Well, I disagree with that point.
Okay, well, that's the point.
I disagree.
Well, that was the point. Listen, I like my crossing. I got to be honest with you. Carol, we love you. I like my crossing guards focused. You protect, you keep those kids.
Yeah, you stay safe,
you
mama.
Keep those kids safe and you keep yourself safe because people are stupid.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, people are stupid
thank
when they're
so
driving
much.
Around.
Yeah,
no, we love
thanks
you,
for calling,
but
girl.
Thank you. Yeah, okay, I didn't.
It's all right.
Mm-hmm. She said, I don't care where she's at. I'm on J-Lo's team. It doesn't matter.
That's what she heard. She's like, that's my girl.
Team J-Lo. And did you say something about a gift card? Which is fine.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Okay. Well, I don't think we solved anything.
Nothing.
Some days
I'm a hard
like
no. Adrian thinks it's cool. Where did you end up sitting?
No, I'm hard no. Hard no. No, I'm hard no. Because I'm just like, why are you in the relationship? At that point, why are you, and you married him and you stood in front of God and a bunch of other people that you really like and you proclaimed that you would be faithful, mm-hmm. I assume.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hear what you're saying. I hear you.
Do you think cheating is the number one sign of like, hey, we have a problem in the relationship?
Oh, yeah.
Like the number one warning?
Sure. Yeah,
because earlier I said the reason why I would still be with someone even though I stepped out is because I believe that that person makes me the happiest, the best version. And that's not necessarily the case at the moment. And for whatever reason, and when you get into arguments and conversations, people deflect. People don't really necessarily, not everyone's Michaela going to therapy weekly working on themselves.
Well, you should.
And that's why step out. I mean, no, you're 100% right. You should. Yes,
kidding.
Everyone should
kidding.
Be in therapy.
Michaela's
everyone
like,
should be.
Michaela's like, what the hell did I do?
Yeah.
Awesome way to wake up. Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You got any squeaky shoes? You got squeaky shoes on certain floors where they squeak? And you're like, I'm not
wearing them. Yeah, my Converse do.
Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
I got a pair of Adidas
that
I can't. I like them.
But
they're
cool. Subtlety.
They're kind of funky, mm-hmm. but on the wrong floors, like our floors here, we've got the smooth concrete, the industrial kind of look in our hallway. I won't wear those shoes here.
Yeah.
Because they're annoying.
They'll know every step you take.
I'm sorry, what?
They'll know every step you take.
Every rule you break. Every.
Beautiful.
The shoe company On is facing a class action lawsuit. The customers are complaining because their cloud shoes won't. Well, this is apparently the sound because this is what they gave to the court. They're like, Your Honor, it's embarrassing. Yeah, you know why? Because it sounds like you got the walking
foot. Yeah. Everyone's like, wow.
You got the walking toots. So they've got a class action lawsuit. People have been online talking about it for over a year. They think that the shoes are too expensive. More than 10 styles of these shoes from this company On with their cloud footwear. More than 10 styles of them. They cost typically between $140 and $180. And they say because they're so expensive, they shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah. Let me hear it again.
How about this? Remember the lady with the Gap, the leather pants from the Gap?
Oh yeah.
Remember her with her pants? And if she was wearing these shoes and those pants?
Nightmare.
I haven't been this embarrassed since fourth grade. Some pants.
Can I tell you a story? I had to sing at a Christmas festivity a couple of years ago, and it was kind of conservative, and the moms were very conservative. So I wanted to wear this like turtleneck dress, but still be myself. So it was like a vinyl kind of latex vibe.
Nice.
I walked out. My sister-in-law was with me. When I walked out, I just wanted to discreetly get through all of the very conservative moms to get to the stage.
Something like that?
100% like that. Mortified. And I was like, I hate myself. I hate this gig. I hate everything I stand for. Goodbye. So I understand the embarrassment, but I don't think you can sue the company, can you? It's like, it's not... They're
America, baby.
Don't buy their shoes.
Yeah, just...
The company has not commented. They have denied warranty claims related to the issue, either because they feel like it falls under normal wear and tear or because they don't believe it is a defect. They are not the only company. I told you I have my Adidas. My buddies, strangely enough, I know folks at Brooks Shoes. They have said that the issue is often caused by air or moisture that gets trapped under the insoles. See, that's the thing. Those Adidas that I was talking about.
Yeah.
So they got on the outer part of it. That's the part that hits the floor. And it's got a little, I don't know what you call it, like an indent almost.
Yeah.
It makes like a little sucker thing.
Great.
It sounds a lot like this. Oh. It sounds a lot like that. They say the issue is often caused by air or moisture trapped under the insoles. They recommend removing the insoles after each wear so that the insoles of the shoes can dry. I ain't doing that.
That's a lot of work.
You ain't doing that. Ain't nobody.
Just get new shoes.
I'm just telling you, ain't nobody doing that. Yeah, just take the L on this one.
Yeah, it's okay.
You'll be fine.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. You know what they're hoping? They're hoping they'll get $100.
$100.
They're hoping the company will offer them $100. Yeah, or they'll get free shoes. Uh-huh. They'll get free shoes that they'll complain about it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
9:04. It's Tuesday, the 21st day of October 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe them trying to scare you. However, basically, well, this Thursday will be, won't we be a month away from Thanksgiving at that point?
Oh, yeah, yes. We will.
Yeah, sure we will, because we're 44 days until Toy Drive. You really want to trip out?
Yeah.
56 days, Toy Drive's over.
Oh, my God.
56 days, Toy Drive's over.
That's insane.
And that's what, and it's, yeah, and it's weird because, you know, it's nice. Look outside. It's nice. Here's a little nip in the air this morning, a little baby nip.
Yeah, there was.
But it'll be 80 this afternoon, and it's great. Hearing that there might be a little weather coming through late tonight and then into tomorrow, maybe the slightest chance of rain, but maybe some clouds and whatnot coming. So that'll kind of get you in that mindset.
Yeah.
Because it never feels like Halloween until it's Halloween.
100%.
All of that. The American Farm Bureau Federation, God bless them. So it's in their best interest to get you fired up about this, sort of. But according to them, America's turkey flock has decreased to the smallest it's been in 40 years. You've heard a lot about bird flu.
Yeah. Maybe
if you watch the news.
Uh-huh. Like,
but there's been bird flu and production's just down. Therefore, turkey prices 40% higher than last year. And apparently that's not going to ease up over the next few weeks. According to the USDA, wholesale turkey prices expected to go up to $1.30, $1.32 per pound. That's up from 94 cents last year. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But still, it's turkey, it's once a year, whatever. There is expected to be nearly 5 billion pounds of production. It's down 5%. So here's the good news. If you don't care, which most of us don't, there's going to be plenty of turkey. They're going to try and get you all worked up about it. This is why I'm soft pedaling this. Butterball and the National Turkey Federation. Who knew? Hey, what do you do? Nice to meet you. Hi, I'm Chet. What do you do? Oh, I'm the vice president of the National Turkey Federation. Huh.
Nice. Like, how'd you fall into that?
God, your parents must be so proud. Probably. I'll bet that's a big gig.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'll bet that's a big gig. I'll bet people try to bribe that dude all the time. The president, the chairman, the CEO, whatever he is, of the National Turkey Federation.
Yeah.
Bet he gets free stuff all the time.
Love that for that guy.
Or she.
Mm-hmm.
In any event, they say that there will be enough frozen turkeys for everybody, but supply could tighten up if you need a fresh bird, which you don't, or you want a specific size, like really big or really small.
Yeah.
So it'll be fine. Every year it seems like it's something.
I know. You could always just go with pasta the way Italians do. Turkey kind of gives me the ick now anyway.
What? Yes.
Yeah. Just do it. Big look.
Do you not? I thought you did pasta with the turkey.
Yeah, but just get rid of the turkey altogether.
What?
Don't stress out.
Not doing that.
A little lasagna.
Got to fry the turkey with my boys. Drink some beers.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
I wanted to do this story yesterday. We didn't have time. Did you hear about the United Airlines flight from Denver to LA? Had to make a 90-degree turn, go down, land in Salt Lake City. This happened on Thursday morning after something, and we're not sure what, happened to its windshield.
Uh-oh.
They think maybe space junk.
Oh, my God.
So, passenger airplane, I don't know, maybe all jet, I don't know. But jet windshields for passenger planes are triple layered, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of the three layers on the right side of the cockpit shattered.
Oh, my God.
Bits of broken glass got all over the cockpit.
Mm-mm.
Somebody leaked photos. One of the pilots had cuts on his arm. And it's not AI, not, you know.
Yeah, it's like the real deal.
Oh, God. And by the way, public service announcement. If you watch a video and it seems crazy, and then you see that logo that says Sora.
Yeah,
they're the devil. It's all AI. That's all AI.
So many things this past week.
But this was real. leaked photos. Pilot had cuts on his arm. They were cruising at 36,000 feet. So there's not that much that can hit you up there. Hail's not likely. Birds don't get that high.
Yeah.
You can see the point of impact in the photos and, honest to God, what looks like scorch marks.
Wow.
You know?
What the heck was it?
Some people think the only explanation is a meteorite or part of an old satellite that was falling to Earth. The FAA kind of shrugged their shoulders and said, well, we do know this. The odds of space debris hitting your plane and killing you are one in a trillion. So hitting your plane and not killing you, less than one in a trillion, but still, but like drone 36,000 feet, probably not. Part of another plane, no. 134 passengers on board, they're all okay. Another plane got them into LA later on that day.
That's great. Could you imagine the odds being like one in a trillion and then something hits your jet? I would be terrified.
And I wonder if there was a bang or the plane shook.
Yeah.
Or any of that.
Oh my God, I'd freak out.
Yeah. Well, you can always tell. You can always tell. Look at the flight attendant. And they're very well trained, but you can tell when somebody's a little nervous.
For sure.
You'll hear it in the pilot's voice. Hey, we're going to have to land in. Ladies and gentlemen, from the cockpit, we'll have to land in Salt Lake City. We'll have a slight delay. You know, but you can tell if they're freaked out.
Uh-huh. That's pretty good, Chet.
I should be a pilot.
I liked that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Some more you know, before we go, I've been sitting on this one forever. Since July.
Why?
I have, I don't know. Just been here, just never got to it. An episode of Peppa Pig called Mr. Skinny Legs. Mr. Skinny Legs. Got banned in Australia because they said, you don't need to be afraid of spiders. Spiders can't hurt you. In Australia, spiders can definitely hurt you.
Yeah. So
like,
roll it back.
I gotta pull this one. Sorry. Did you know that Disney originally passed on The Little Mermaid?
I think I did hear this, and I was devastated then and now.
They were doing a sequel to Splash. Well, you probably didn't know. You didn't know that they passed
on
it initially.
When I heard this the first time, I have heard this before because it was my favorite Disney movie.
Okay, gotcha. This sequel, they were doing a big sequel to Splash called Splash 2, T-O-O. See what they did there? Splash 2, like Splash also, but also like Splash 2.
Good.
Well, obviously, they changed their mind and they went, hey, you know what? Is that Little Mermaid thing still available? Can we
Let's go back to that?
And then there it was. And little baby Michaela doesn't have to be sad.
Uh-huh.
No, it's fine. By the way, if you're going to have a baby in Iceland, you should know this. Especially if you're going to, you know, nickname or name your kid Your Majesty or whatever, you know, whatever you're going to do. They have an official list of legal baby names. There are 1,853 female names, 1,712 male names, and if you would like to go off that list, you know, to do something that's not on the list, you need the government's permission.
No way.
The whole idea is they want to preserve the Icelandic language.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you want to have your, you know, creativity or whatever, you're going to have to do it somewhere else.
On their watch.
Yeah, that's right. Not in Iceland, you're not. That's right.
I like that.
Listen, hey, get out of here. Everybody have an amazing day. Follow us on social, 95 KLUC. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. I'll write you back. I promise if you drop into the DMs or send a picture of a funny meme or whatever. Well, okay, I won't write back to memes. I might give you a thumbs up emoji.
Yeah.
Maybe
the laugh face
emoji. That's it. If I really like it, you'll get a heart. I love a lot of things.
And if he really likes it, he might actually read and look at it.
Yeah. You know what I love? Adrian. Adrian Hernandez, what's going on?
Hey, be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Very low key today. So if you're bored and need something to watch, I suggest Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube, or you can listen to it on that free Odyssey app.
It's really more of a who, not a what, but you knew what I meant. And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
Yeah.
I'm at Nowhere Lounge tonight.
You are?
Yeah, we got a little something going on.
A little something.
A little something.
A little something going on. Going to wear the gown. Going
the gown,
to slide across the piano.
You know it.
Sure. That's part of the act.
Yeah.
It's all good. Well, we'll catch you back here tomorrow. Make sure you tell somebody you love them today that you haven't told in a while, because you never know when you won't get another chance. And you know what? Also, make it a point. Tell somebody they're doing a good job. I swear to you, we don't do it enough.
True.
All we do, we either just stay quiet or we complain.
Yeah.
And instead, maybe go, hey, buddy, that was really good. Nice job today. See how easy that was? Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you. And thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Bears are
the Chet Buchanan Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.